Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars head football coach Rick Wendbigler. And coach, tough loss this past last week as you took on the Adair Warriors. Just your thoughts about that game last week.
Oh, very talented team. I mean, you know, anybody in 2A football knows Adair's very, very good. And most impressive about them was fundamentally, I mean, those guys execute. If we did something really well on defense, they went to the other option and they hit the other option. And I was just very impressed with their coaching and their fundamentals and their discipline. As far as we go, I was happy with how we played. Now, I wasn't very happy with our defense. I felt like we three and outed them their first series. We did a lot of good things, but you can't, you know, give the ball to Adair as much as we did, as far as sometimes our offense struggled a little bit. But we went back and watched the film. We scored 16 points on these guys. We had some very big plays on them early. Our quarterback run game was working very well. You know, we'd run the option stuff. So, you know, on film, it was nice to see a very well-coached defense have some confusion as to who had the ball and who they had to tackle. So it was very positive for our kids to see that, you know, this team is a very talented team. They won the state championship. And we moved the ball on them, and we had some success running the option, and our quarterback had some success, and we had some very nice holes to run through on offense. Now, the only thing, again, that plagued us was ourselves early. You know, Adair went down and scored on their second drive, and we got the ball back, and we had an opportunity to go down the field, and we got the ball to about the 15-yard line. We felt very confident that we were about to score and make the game. You know, we were about to tie the game up. And we had a false start on our running back. When, you know, Adair, you can't. Our offense is designed to be second and 10 and second and 15 and long distance situations. We are designed to grind out drives and to get 4 yards at a time and move the ball down the field. And we had done that on that drive. And we had that false start. It backed us up. And then we kind of muffed the handoff. And we're sitting in third and 15. We get a good amount of yardage. We get it to fourth and four. And, you know, Adair, very talented defense, and we weren't able to convert. But we had our opportunities, and our kids played very hard. And it was a fun game to coach, and you want to play against good teams. You want to measure yourself against that kind of talent. And overall, you know, I think we took a little baby step forward. You know, we want to get to a spot where we're not getting blown out, and our defense is more physical, and we're more consistent offensively. But, I mean, it was a fun game to coach in, and I thought we did some things very well.
Oh, absolutely. When you take on the defending state champion, you want to do some things that you want to do. And it sounds like what you're telling me, you guys did what you had to do except for the final score that would show that didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, we need to maintain some way more consistency on our drives. If we get three and out against a talented team, it's very difficult for us defensively to get stops, and we have a hard time tackling. We're getting better at it, but again, superior athletes at Adair, very well-coached athletes and very disciplined athletes, and we just needed to be more consistent on offense and have drives, because our best defense is our offense being on the field and chewing the clock and limiting other teams' possessions.
Now we head to Friday night's game. Make that little trip down US 169 heading to Nowata High School to take on Nowata Ironman. A lot of implications here on the line on this game, Coach. And what are you guys going to have to do to get that win?
We have to play our tails off, no question about it. It's got to be our best game ever. It's got to be our best game of the year. This is the last time this team is going to be together, you know, guaranteed. Now if something happens and we win and we're able to get into the playoffs, we've got one more guaranteed game, but we're approaching this game as if it's the last time that we're going to be together as a unit. You know, this is the last time this Oklahoma Union football team is going to compete with each other, for each other, and we've got to play perfect. I mean, there's no denying Nowata's speed, their size on the offensive line, their size on the defensive line, and they're great tacklers. They're very quick. They're very, very talented. Luster and Terrell Collins and the backup running back and Cody Smith, and they've got a ton of guys that can touch the football and make you pay. And, you know, we have, you know, I mean, if you are who you are at this point in the season, And as a defense, we have struggled tackling elite athletes, and Nawada's got a few of them. So, you know, we have just been focusing very, very much on fixing our fundamentals. Every week we battle fundamentals, and we have got to be able to tackle. We've got to be able to wrap legs up. We got to get those guys down, and we've got to get some stops. And we were really close, you know, not focused on Nawada here, but we were really close last week against Adair. We knew that they liked a little curl route to their single receiver side, and we drilled it, and they hit it for us three or four times early, and we were a second away from getting underneath the thing and getting an interception. And then we got really, really close. We had it in our hands, and we dropped it. So can we take those things that we're coaching you on, can we take those points, and can we convert on our opportunities, get some takeaways, and get their offense off the field? I think if we play our lights out and we believe that we can go in there and compete, I think we can. But again, they're a very talented football team, and so they're physical. They whipped us good last year, and they're not, you know, they're not here to let up on the Cougars and let the Cougars hang around. So we've got to bring our A game.
Well, it should be an exciting game, Coach. A lot of things on the line, but hopefully it will be a good game for everybody to come down to Nawada Ironman Memorial Stadium and see a good football game. Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us today, and best of luck to you this Friday.
Thank you, Adam.